Holy shit.
It's episode 365. It's 10:05 a.m. I'm laying in bed. I don't know. I've done this for every day for a fucking year. What does that mean to people? Not much, but that's okay. I didn't put much effort into it. I'm going to have Ian on in a minute. But I got to... You know, it's funny because this might be the last episode ever. I'm going to take a week off and decide. I'm going to think about it. I'm going to take a walk on the beach. And what's the future of overslept? What do I do? Do I do it in a different form? Do I continue to do it every day and then do another year? Do I stop it all together? I don't know. I will come back in a week and let you know my decision. But this could be the last... I guess that would be the last episode. But this is a year celebration. We should be celebrating. Celebration. Let's have a party. I did eat a bunch of... crap yesterday, like chips and tacos and some kind of dessert, but this could be the last regular episode, and I have a sponsor for the last episode. They just get on board. I was like, listen, not many people listen to this show. It's not good. They're like, we don't care, we advertise on every fucking show. And it's Sherry's Berries. You know how it's so hard to come by berries? Well, Sherry will mail them to you. That's the future of everything, is in the mail. You know how the mail is the best, and it's just super convenient, and just comes, and you're going to the store is like really hard because there's no stores. Particularly for fruit. I mean, where are you supposed to even find berries if you don't go to if you don't go to Sherry's Berries? It's impossible. And it's Valentine's Day. And what does your sweetheart want more than berries? Get some Valentine's Day berries. Put in the code. Go fuck your mother, and they'll give you a free 100 chocolate dipped strawberries for free, for real. And if they don't, I would call customer service and argue with them and say, listen, this was a deal I heard in a podcast. Where do you see chocolate dipped strawberries anymore? I guess you gotta go to a... They're around. I could get them on the street if I wanted. Why get them on the street? Let them go through the postal service. Let them get on a truck. See the world a little bit. Alright. So, I'm gonna call Ian. He said he'd be around. I wanted to also get Nick Maritano on the phone, but he's so busy working on this TRL over there at Music Television. I guess it's Total Request Live on Music Television. He's very busy over there, and they're in a production meeting right now. Nick Maritano had to get up, get his ass over to fucking from Brooklyn all the way over to Times Square into that MTV building. Have his breakfast, his morning cup of coffee, maybe some oatmeal. I don't know what he's doing. And then sit in a conference room and discuss all the goings-on over there at Total Request Live. I understand Carson Daly isn't there anymore at that program. But let me see. Ian is available, supposedly. So I'm calling him. And let's see if we can And Jacqueline's asleep, so maybe she'll be a guest. Oh, Ian's not picking up. Okay.
Hi, it's Ian. Please leave a message.
There you go. Ian did not answer the phone. He's not always on. Not that Ian's not reliable. Ian's reliable enough, but sometimes, like right now, he's not. Let me just text him real quick. Oh, seven. Hey, can you be on the podcast now? ? And send. And we'll see what happens there. Oh, there's a jack. Can you hear the jackhammer? That's New York City. That's what New York City's about. Jackhammers. It's not just like that on TV. There's actual jackhammering going on all the time. No problem with me. Oh, I missed Ian's call. Here we go.
Hey, what's going on?
Ian, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, but not as good as somebody with a year-long podcast, huh?
Episode 365. Well, it might be the last episode. I haven't decided yet.
Really? This is like double big.
Well, I'm taking a week off, and then I'm gonna think about the future of the show. So you might be the last guest. Nick Maritato's too busy working at Music Television to also be on. You're my only three guests. It's been you, Nick, and Jacqueline. That's it. I haven't had guests in a while, but
that's a healthy three, though.
Yeah,
it's a quality, not quantity play for the podcast.
Yeah, and I stopped having guests for a while, but maybe I should. Maybe if I come back, I'll have more guests. I don't know.
Is that sort of the thing you're thinking about over this hiatus period?
I'm going to think about it all. I don't know. What do you think I should do?
I think you should keep going. I mean, 365, but then take weekends off.
I feel like weekends off would be nice.
You know, then it's a break, and it's like an honest job or whatever. It's like a normal, it's like a working job. You have the weekend off, you know?
Yeah. Well, what are you up to? What are you doing?
Not much. I'm just about to get my bacon, egg, and cheese when I get a window in the deli. It's a busy day there. And then going off to work on a website to write my some compelling copy for a really good a bean version of Doritos, like a healthy vegan Doritos, and then
vegan. Well, maybe they can advertise on the show.
I could bring that up, and they'll say, we can't just advertise with anybody who has like 20-30 shows, you know how podcasts go.
Yeah,
I'll say, listen to this, 365 days or 365 shows. Yeah, I think we could get something going.
I
don't say great. Where do you like to chat? I'm like, well, you got to wait a week, corporation. Things are still in flux.
Just cash. I'll just do cash. $20. $20 a show. Give me cash, and I'll be like, hey. Well, if you advertise on a podcast, you have to. You could only distribute through the mail. You have to be like a box service of some sort. So it'd be like, oh, what do you get your Doritos from the store like an asshole? How about you get them delivered to your house every month in a Dorito box?
Or like, what's that? The run, is that a true thing? Because I know there are all those services. Like, you get your clothes and your outfit.
Yeah, it's all, it's most podcast commercials just are like, hey, you know how you go to the store? What the fuck's wrong with you?
Sausage, egg, and cheddar, please. On a roll. Thanks. That's so simple. New York.
It's like, why are you getting your breakfast at the deli? Have it sent to you in the mail. Breakfast box. It comes to you every day. It's a bacon, egg, and cheese that got made. It got made in Wisconsin and shipped through UPS. And you have to sign for it. If you're not home, then you're kind of fucked. But
there goes breakfast.
Yeah.
You lose out on breakfast.
But it's
tomorrow.
But get this. It costs 30 cents a day.
Dude. With a little hydration drop, like the future, you know? Like, you just have, like, a drop, and it turns in from a little pill
freeze-dried
sandwich. Yeah, that's where it's at. That's the future.
Well, I'm happy to do the commercials for your bean Doritos.
I think it's time. I think it's... Like, well, you have to not look at stopping this. You have to look at growing this.
Yeah, I might.
Think about over the week.
I definitely need a week off every year. That I'm not willing to concede. You know, these are the demands that I'm making of you know, from the people from corporate.
Well, I hear you, and I don't want to tell you how to do your job, but in some ways, I think you're like spoiling your fans. Is that fair?
I
you spoil them 365.
I think so. Days. Yeah, I think they do take me for granted.
Yeah, I give them. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. See what they do for the next week without Chris Laker in their life, and then they'll change their tune.
Maybe I reverse it. I go once a year.
What, you just do for a week?
I do one episode a year.
Christmas special?
I don't know. Like I guess
like
I do...
March 14th special?
Whatever day today is, February 5th, I do the next one February 6th, 2019. And then I just do every February 6th. I do an episode.
You just promote the hell out of it.
Yeah.
You just every day, like, hey, in about 214 days, there's going to be this. That would work because there's this thing called Wall Drug up in South Dakota. If you ever have the fortune to drive across South Dakota, and it's like in you see a billboard, it's like in 200 miles, there's going to be Wall Drug. You're like, whatever that is. And then. 199 miles. It's going to be this thing called Wall Drug. And then so on down the line, and then there's like a dinosaur one, and then they're kind of funny and, you know, driving across South Dakota kind of humor.
Yeah.
And then you get there, and it's a big, like, it's just a giant, like, CVS, and they sell, like, knickknacks and tourist stuff, like T-shirts or, like, wooden toys and nonsense, you know? But the anticipation starts building. And they still offer like a 5 cent cup of coffee. Good old American.
Oh, well, that's worth the trip right there. You're saving all that money.
Yeah, it's good. Do it. And then the other, watch the Super Bowl with Goodman. He's a big Eagles fan. I saw him have 1 second of satisfaction. That big win.
Oh, did that's. I didn't watch the Super Bowl. I wasn't that interested. If there's a party or somebody, if I knew you guys were watching, well, I had just driven back from Michigan, like a long ass drive, and I wouldn't have gone anywhere anyway. So I didn't care that much. But I'm very happy for Goodman. Did he go outside and set fire to a car?
No, he did nothing. It was so funny.
Yeah. Yeah. No, of course.
Billy is out of that kid.
Yeah, I don't think he really loves the team if he didn't destroy some property, so...
He's no longer a real Philly guy. Joanna, his wonderful girlfriend, has ruined him. He talks about Merlot. He's like, oh, it's a great velvety grape. Like, that's a direct quote.
Holy shit.
She has infused some class into that guy. Remember, before he met her, he lived in like a shoebox in like South Slope or something.
Oh yeah, that Ian's referring to the comedian Dan Gubbins, very funny guy, old friend of mine who was basically an animal, and then now he's been engaged, and owns a home.
It's a fancy day.
Yeah.
Thank you. Lots to talk air rights, which is a very Manhattan homeowner thing to talk about, to bring up.
All right. Yes. Ian, I'm going to wrap this fucker up because I got shit to do, but I appreciate you being the last guest of this year. And I'll let you know what I do. And I have all this vacation time this week now that I'm off from the podcast. So we'll movie pass some shit.
Oh yeah, let's go to movie pass. Let's do it.
All right, man.
All right.
Later.
Take care.
All right, there we go. I don't think there's any reason to go over the news. There's too much jackhammering. I got shit to do. And I'll be back in a week, and I'll tell you what the fuck's gonna happen. What? Let's do one last news story, right? Whatever the first news story I see is, and then that's all the news. Pick that's a problem with the news. Too many stories. Pick one story. There you go. What's the most important story? Is it the Dow? No, I'm not invested in that. Oh, beloved Frasier star John Mahoney dies at 77. Now, there you go. That's the most important story of the day. Well, that's from yesterday, but rest in peace, John Mahoney. Of course, also that thieving father from Say Anything, ripping off all those old people in the nursing home blind. Ione Sky, I didn't know a goddamn thing about it. Was that Ione Sky? Jacqueline.
What?
You remember Say Anything?
Yeah.
Was that Ione Sky?
Let me see.
It doesn't matter. You don't...
People
want to
know.
All right, Jacqueline's looking it up. Hey, Jacqueline, you want to...
Yeah. Yes.
Ione Sky. She was married to a Beastie Boy for a while.
Did she die?
No, I think she's still alive. A Beastie Boy died. I don't know if it was her Beastie Boy. No, I don't think so. She was married to Mike D. And, of course, we lost MCA. Jacqueline, you want to say goodbye to the podcast people?
Just in case.
Well, nah, they'll be back. But I'm about to end it, I think, the show.
One last message.
Okay.
Just in case this is it, it would be a great time to make sure that you're following Chris Laker on Twitter, Instagram, or me for great pics of Chris at a reasonable quantity.
That's at Jacqueline Novak.
Also,
or at Jack Nov. J-A-C-N-O-V.
J-A-C-N-O-V. And also, if all the listeners buy my book today, I could be a bestseller.
There you go. This is what you do.
Take a pic and they'll get a pock. And if you take a pic of your purchase or your receipt or your order, I'll send you a quality Novak pocket friend made of felt. They're very special, and I make them myself.
That's a real commercial on this show. Is for, of course, for How to Weep in Public, Jacqueline Novak's very funny book. Buy it. Make her if she becomes a bestseller today, this show will continue for another year.
Truly.
Absolutely. I'll do it every day for another year. And if everybody listening right now went on iTunes, or you download iTunes, oh, I don't like iTunes, I don't care. If everybody listening to this show right now goes to iTunes and subscribes and leaves a 5-star review, I could probably get up on the charts. And I'll tell you this, if I get in the top, even number 200, the very last, if I get in the top charts on iTunes, comedy podcast, I'm not even saying overall, this is a very doable thing, then I will continue for another year. And if everybody here listening, this is real easy, goes and leaves a nice review on my album, that'd be nice too. All right, that's all I'm asking of you. I will return in a week with my decision. And we'll see what happens.
All right. See you in 1 week. We love you.